안녕, it's Ari, your talkative Korean friend and weekend reminder. So last week I took an unexpected break for the podcast. As you all know, this is a narrated version of my weekly email newsletter called 안녕 Ari. And I sent an email last week, but there was no podcast. It was because I didn't feel great because of, you know, the recent Itaewon tragedy. Actually, normally before recording, I practice reading my newsletter. But last week when I practiced, I couldn't really read well, you know, because I felt so sad about what happened. So that's why I took a break. But now I feel better, so I'm back. So today's podcast is a kind of a Peppero Day special edition. I'll talk about what Peppero Day is and also why Korean baseball fans buy Peppero to support their favorite team. Then let's start today's episode. It's time for What Up Korea. In this segment, I talk about Korean news, trends, culture, or anything you'll find interesting about my country. Today's story is about Peppero Day in Korea. So, it's that time of the year when Koreans give a chocolate snack to their loved ones. November 11th is Peppero Day, which is named after a famous Korean chocolate snack brand. It started as the brand's marketing campaign many years ago, and now it's commemorated as a kind of Valentine's Day in November. But actually, Peppero Day is more than Valentine's Day because it's not just about romance. Koreans give this stick-shaped chocolate snack or just anything sweet to friends, family members, or work colleagues, as well as their lovers. People, you know, especially young people, often think that the number of pepperos one receives represents how much popular that person is. So they consider it as a kind of a test to measure their popularity. Some Koreans clearly got anxious before the national popularity test because an online test which predicts how many chocolate snack you might get went viral days before Peppero Day. If you are interested in this test, please check out this week's email newsletter. You can find the link in the description of this episode. But before you try it for yourself, I have to warn you, it's a silly and not trustworthy test because, you know, it predicts how many chocolate snacks you might get based on your name. So all you do is to type your name in the blank and submit. Then the test result shows you how many pepperos or anything else you will get each from men and women. I took the test myself, not because I'm anxious, you know, I'm not at all. I did it only for writing this newsletter, please believe me, and my result is 8 candies from men and 4 yeots. You know, yeot is Korean traditional candy from women. I would say it's not bad, though I really wanted peppero, not candy or yacht. So now you learned Peppero Day basics. Let me talk about why Korean baseball fans buy peppero. On Tuesday night, the Korean series, the final championship series of the Korean Baseball Organization League, has finally ended. There were two final teams, Kiwoom Heroes and SSG Landers, and they competed against each other for the title. And on Tuesday night, SSG Landers won the title with a 4-2 win. And this year's Korean series was a big hit. You know, everyone really loved watching the games because the both teams did a great job. They were very neck and neck, you know. As I explained about Korean baseball teams and its fan culture before, all 10 teams in the league are owned by Korean conglomerates. For example, of the two final teams, for Kiwoom Heroes, Kiwoom is a brokerage firm and bank. And for SSG Lenders, who won the title, SSG is a retail corporation which owns Starbucks Korea and many others. And because of this unique characteristic, Korean baseball fans are supporting their favorite teams in a very unique way, which is encouraging others to buy things from a company that owns their favorite team. Recently, a tweet from a desperate Lotte Giant fan went viral. The tweet is in Korean, but I want to read you because it's super fun and it's a little long, but think of it as a kind of Korean listening practice. So after reading the tweet, I will give you the translation, so don't worry even if you don't understand Korean. So the tweet is, 얘들아 잘 들어라. 다가오는 빼빼로데이에 수제 빼빼로 절대 만들지 마라. 포키? 그건 가짜다. 한반도의 진짜 빼빼로는 롯데 빼빼로다. 모두 롯데 빼빼로를 사 먹어라. 빼빼로데이라는 대기업의 간악한 상술에 모두 넘어져 줘라. 얘들아 잘 들어라. 우리 포수 사야 해. 롯데 빼빼로 제발 사 먹어줘. The end of the tweet. And before I give you the translation, you need a background knowledge, background information to understand this tweet. So first, there are people who make pepero at home, you know, rather than buying it. So if you search pepero recipe on YouTube, there are a ton of videos. Actually, I picked one of them for this week's email newsletter. So if you're interested, you can check out in the description of this episode. And another thing to know is there's a chocolate snack called Poki, which is very, very similar with Pepero. And the last thing to know is, you know, like I said, Pepero is a chocolate brand. And actually, it's owned by a conglomerate called Lotte. So Lotte owns Pepero, so keep this in mind. And now, let me give you the translation. So the tweet means, guys, listen up. Don't make Pepero at home for the upcoming Pepero Day. Poki? That's a fake. The real Pepero is Lotte Pepero. Everyone must eat Lotte Pepero. Please fall for the evil marketing scheme of a conglomerate. We need a new catcher, so please buy Lotte Pepero. End of the translation. So this Lotte Giants fan is encouraging people to buy Lotte Pepero so that the conglomerate can make enough money to buy the team a new catcher. So I thought it's a very Korean way of supporting a baseball team. And actually this tweet went viral and it was competitively quote retweeted by other baseball fans. So there's a Samsung Lions fan, you know, encouraging people not to buy iPhone, you know, but to buy Galaxy phones. And also there's a Kia Tigers fan. You know Kia, right? It's a Korean car company. And Kia has a baseball team called the Kia Tigers. And its fan left a hilarious tweet saying, guys, listen up. Don't buy foreign cars. Benz, that's a fake. The real car is Kia. Everyone must drive Kia. We need to keep Park Dong-won, who is the best catcher in the team. So please drive Kia. And lastly, there was a tweet from a Doosan Bears fan. The tweet goes, please buy a fork crane, guys. Doosan is a heavy equipment maker. This segment should have been a mini Korean lesson, but it's in under construction right now. Like I said about 3 weeks ago, I'm preparing a new kind of Korean lesson. And I find it really hard to make extra hours, you know, extra time to prepare a new Korean lesson. So I'm sorry to say that I have to take a break from podcast for a while so that I can save some time and use it for preparing my new Korean lesson. Even though I take a break from podcasting, I will still do the newsletter, and I will let you know when I start my new Korean lesson via email. So please subscribe to my email newsletter. You can find the link in the description of this episode. Oh, and if I give you a little spoiler about the lesson, it will be more interactive and also hopefully fun. Very fun. These are the two things that I focus on, you know, interactive and fun. So please look forward to it. I know that I've said this a few times already, but I will try my best to start as soon as possible, hopefully in a week or two. Okay, now it's time to wrap up the episode with a Korean food recommendation. Like I told you earlier, some Koreans make baebaero, the chocolate snack, at home. So if you love baking or if you are a baking expert, try making baebaero at home because it's easier than you think. There are many recipes on YouTube, and I picked one. So please check it out in the description of this episode. And as always, thanks for listening. And I also want to give my special thanks to subscribers who left heartwarming comments and sent me a heartwarming email last week. It means the world to me. Thank you so much. Though this is the last episode before taking a break, I want to wrap up as usual. If you liked my podcast, leave a review or a tip to support my work. You can find the link of my tip jar in the description of this episode. It will help me a lot to keep doing what I do. So have a great weekend. Take care. 안녕.